Now I want you to meet another old friend of mine. Bill Haubein has a funny story about some cows that kind of got out of hand one day. Babe was in on that little escapade himself. Tell him about it, Bill.
The story I'm about to tell took place somewhere around 1912 when the Slocum family moved into the area. They moved into a farm that is now the corner of County Road 112 and County Road 16. Their name was Slocum, and that's what the corner was named for many, many years. And Doc Slocum was a self-taught veterinarian. And he had a young boy whose name was Max. In later years, Max used to come into my shop and have me do work, and he'd always tell some of the stories of things that happened years ago. And one of the stories was when he was quite young, one of the neighbors that lived a mile down the road, the wife came into the yard and she says, "Where's your dad? There's something terribly wrong with our cows. He's got to come and look at them." So Doc Slocum and young Max went home with her, and the cows were in the yard and they were acting funny, and old Doc Slocum kind of laughed and he says, "Well, there's nothing too serious that's wrong with them. They'll be all right in the morning. They might be a little grouchy." But he said they got into some sour mash somewhere, and he said they're all drunk. They left Mrs. Hands there with her inebriated cows, and I guess everything was all right the next day. But somebody had set up a still, which was kind of northwest of their farm, and it was on an island that sat in the middle of a bog between the mainland and Hay Lake Creek. And they had dug the still into the side of the bank, and that's where they had their operation. When we were kids, we used to go out to that island, and you could still see some of the remnants of the still where it had been. And then the story about the Indian family. We moved up here in 1947 on County Road 16, which is about halfway between 371 and 112. But at that time, it wasn't County 16, it was 371. We got up one morning and looked out across the road, and there was something funny hanging on the fence. We could see activity. There was people moving around. So I went out a little closer to the road, and here there was birch bark baskets hanging all along the fence. There was some Indian people busy getting things set up. They put up a frame and a shelter like a sunshade. And then a little while later, there was some poles went up, and by noon they had a teepee set up. It was an old couple who had come up from Mille Lacs. Their kids had brought them up, and the neighbor had given them permission to use that for the summer. And they lived there, and they made birch bark baskets and hung them on the fence and sold them to people going by on 371. They had a grandson that stayed with them quite a bit. He was about my age. We used to have a lot of fun playing cowboys and Indians together.
Bill, I remember that old basket stand teepee myself. It was right where the Gateway Gazebo is today. Those were some good times, huh? Nice people, too. Nowadays, there's all kinds of fun places to go and shop for up north souvenirs and eat and play and relax.